I was asked the question, what is the proper way to say before Birchas HaTorah the words Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach? Well, obviously I just pronounced it correctly, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach. The first thing we have to keep in mind is that the word Baruch Hu comes from a binyan P-A-L. There is a komatz under the bays. The reason there is a komatz under the bays is because the reish, which is a guttural kind of a sound, although it's not officially a guttural, aleph hei ches ayin are gutturals, but since the reish does not receive a dogesh, as a result, the patach became a komatz, because ordinarily the words in binyan P-A-L should have a patach, like saper, saperu would be the equivalent, but we cannot give it a patach under the bays because the reish cannot be mekabel a dogesh, so it becomes baruchu. There are four forms for the tzivui in this shorish: borech, baruchi, baruchu, and borechna. Now, the correct way to say the word is Baruch Hu. This is the Atem. Atem, bless, is a tzivui, Baruch Hu. There are other places in Tanakh where we have this word. We have in Shiras Devorah, Behisnadev Om Baruch Hu Hashem. In Tehillim we have Shiru Lashem Baruch Hu Shemoi. Also Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem. We have in Hallel, Beis Aharon Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So we clearly see that the Kometz is a Kometz Gadol, and the Shiva under the Reish is a Shiva No. However, the word Baruchi is a word for Lashon Keiva, as we have in the pasuk Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Baruchi Nafshi, Nefesh is Nekeva, my Nefesh, bless Hashem. So we see the difference between Baruchu and Baruchi. The Mincha Shai in Tehillim Kuf Gimel in the first pasuk states that the words Baruchi and Baruchu are both kamatzim gedolim. The lashon of the Mincha Shai for kamatz gadol is kamatz rochov, and the reish is a shvona. I'd also like to comment on the word hamevoirach. The hey is a hey hayidiyah, and the mem has a din of a shvona, hamevoirach. After hey hayidiyah, there is a shvona. Now, this word belongs to a special category of words because they are words in binyan P'al or Pu'al where the word starts with a mem shvois, and al pi mesora, many of them do not have a dogesh in the letter after the hey hayidiyah. So the mem in many of the prints do not have a dogesh. Even though it does not have a dogesh chazok, the din of Shvo No still remains. It is Hamevoirach. Now, in the Siddur of Rav Shabsai Sofer, according to his Nusach, Rav Shabsai Sofer was one of the greatest of Balei Dikduk who wrote in the 1500s. He wrote a number of Sfarim, he wrote on Dikduk, and he wrote a Siddur. He puts in his Siddur Hamevoirach with a Dogesh. Now, according to his shita, you would have to double the sound of the mem, ham mevoirach, make it a longer mem. But even if we don't put the dogesh in, it still has a din of a shvona. The next question that I was asked is in reference to moedim in Shemoina Esrei. The words hatoiv ki loy chalu rachamecha v'hamerachem ki loy samu chasodecha. First, the pasuk is translated, you, Hashem, are the good one, hatoiv. for your compassion has never ceased. Ki lo yichalu rachamecha. You are the compassionate one, for your kindness has never ended. V'hamerachem ki lo yisamu chasodecha. Ki me'olam kivinu lach, for we have always placed our hope in you. The question was, it seems as though the main accent on the word chalu is milara, on the last syllable, and the main accent of the word samu is mil'el, on the first syllable, or the syllable before the last. The question is, why is there a difference between the words mil'el and mil'ra? The answer is that the shorish of the word chalu is chaf lamed hei. It belongs to the category of verbs that have a hey as its third root letter. The hey is the third root letter of chaloi, chaf lamed hey. The main accent is on the lamed because it is the ayin hapoel, and the general rule is in verbs that the main accent will be on the ayin hapoel, on the middle root letter, and that's why it's chalu. However, the word samu, the shorish is saf mem mem. It is not the same category as the previous word. This is in the category of kafulim. And the rule of accent is different for this category. The rule is the main accent will be on the pe hapoyal, the first root letter. Just like the verbs in the ayin vav or ayin yud category, like kum and shuv. So the word, there is also a dagesh chazak in the mem of samu. The mem, if you look carefully, there is a dagesh there, and that is to compensate for the other missing mem of the shorish. Another point I'd like to make in this tefillah, Reb Shabsai Sofer quotes the Rokeach, and this is the lashon that is used. Hatoiv kiloi chalu yizoher hachazon shelo yimaher lekrois hatoiv birofe sheoz tihiyet tmiya kamoi hatoiv toiv ato mibolok ben sipor rotzoloi marvechi toiv ato. What this means is that you must be careful when you say this word hatoiv. Ha-toiv, the hey is with a hey hayidiyah, with a strong patach under the hey, and the tes has a dogesh. Ha-toiv, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the toiv. Now if you say ha-toiv birofeh, which means that you do not put a dogesh in the tes, and the hey does not have a good patach sound, it becomes like you said ha-toiv, which is a question form or a tmihof form. Hatoiv toiv ato, are you better than? So you must be careful not to say the word hatoiv in such a way. It must be a strong patach that you are the toiv, a hei hayidia, and the dogesh chazak would represent a strong tes, and hatoiv would be the correct reading. So. Also, the word v'hammerachem, the mem has a shvono, even though it doesn't have a dagesh chazak. V'hammerachem. Okay, the next question was in reference to Kedusha on Shabbos. Someone said that he was the shliach tzibur, and he was corrected when he was saying, oz b'koil rash gadol. Well, I believe what he was referring to is the way he placed his words. And the correct way to say it is oz, then, and then you say bekoil rash gadol, with a loud voice. If you put the two words together, oz bekoil, and then rash gadol, it doesn't have the same meaning. It is oz. One more question. And the question was, generally words like yodayim, raglayim, oznayim represent a pair, two. The question was, what is the lashon of mayim? Does this fall into the same category of a pair? Doesn't seem so. Well, the answer is, according to the Radak in his Sefer HaShirashim, he writes that it's possible that the Shorish is Mem Yud Hey. Mem Yud Hey. Although the Concordancia lists the Shorish as Mayim, Mem Yud Mem. The Radak explains and says, Ula Oilam Hu Lashoin Rabim, Lefi Shenechleku Lishne Machlokoi Shehivdil Esarokia, Bein Mayim Hu El Yoinim, Lamayim Hatachtoinim. V'nichpelo hamila k'moi b'meimei hayardein and mimeimei hayor. Now, what this means is that the Lashon Rabim represents the fact that water, the mayim, was divided into two different divisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the rokia and made the Mayim Ho'elyoinim, the upper waters, and then there was the Mayim HaTachtoinim, the lower waters. So therefore we do see it has a meaning of a pair. And the Shorish Mem Yud Hei was actually doubled, as we find in Mei Mei Hayardein. So the word Mei Mei could be the double Shorish Mem Yud and Mem Yud with the Hei being dropped. Or like the example of me, may, may, hayar. This seems to be the explanation of the Radak. Okay, we will end the question part now.